Dolly Doctor returns, and we have got another question for our favourite GP, Priya Alexander. Welcome back. How you been? Busy, just saving lives, talking about sex. Like you, last time you said you talk about sex a lot with your patients.
I did say that. Now I regret telling you that, but I do. This is true.
Well, the question that we've got tonight is a couple of years after the sex and the baby thing. This problem is taking place once the kids arrive, and I'm not a parent myself, but I can only imagine how many questions I will have and how am I doing it right and what's the correct way. And I think tonight's question from Rita is a really, really good one. She wants to know about screen time for children under 5. How much screen time is too much time?
I think there are a lot of pressures. I'm going to preface my answer by saying I'm a mum of 2. I think we can get so hung up on guidelines and numbers and what we're told is the gold standard that you can be really, really hard on yourself. And so I'm going to give everyone the numbers, but I think everyone needs to be kind to themselves, especially if you're in an area of lockdown, yeah, because this is a very unique part of the world and life. So for kids under 2, and people might be shocked by this, but it's no screen time, except for something like FaceTime to talk to family members. But it's zero, and it's because of the negative impact on language development and concentration and potentially sleep as well. Once you hit 2, though, yes, you can introduce screens, but ideally for not more than an hour per day. So 2 to 5, those preschool-aged group, is no more than an hour a day, and then from 5 onwards, it's ideally no more than 2 hours per day. So for a 5-year-old, what this person's asking, it's, you know, ideally, I would say strictly, no more than an hour a day, and it's hard at the moment. Like, I've come from lockdown, and it's tough. And so I don't count time where my daughter might be doing like Cosmic Kids yoga or something active, because I'm like, it's not sedentary time. Yeah. I'm not going to count it. But, you know, all the kind of sedentary time I do count, and I'm a bit of a type A stickler, and I say to people, don't be like me, because it just drives you mad with anxiety. But, yeah, it's an hour a day, which is not that much.
Yeah. And what about the fact that I know for a lot of the kids I've been around, despite parents' best efforts, these screens are made to be addictive. A lot of kids, whether we want to admit it or not, are addicted, and curbing that screen time or stopping that screen time can sometimes end in tears. So is that something that we need to be prepared for and push through? I mean, it's going to be harder for some people.
Absolutely. It is harder for some people. And I think I say to a lot of my patients who ask me this in the consulting room, you need to build up from early on screen rules. So, and it sounds crazy, but even my daughter, like, she knows, you know, she's obsessed with Doc McStuffins. It's this show, Ash. You probably don't know it.
I have no idea what that is.
So she's in this family of doctors, and she just assumes you become a doctor. I'm like, no, darling, you go and be something better, like the CEO of a massive company. Don't
talk about sex all day.
But she's, you know, obsessed with the show. But I'm like, you can only have 2 episodes. And if mummy asks you to turn it off and there's going to be tears, then there's going to be no more Doc McStuffins another day. So she's like, okay, we don't let her have a screen in her own room. It's about setting boundaries for later in life, and that addiction comes in when social media is a factor, where like it has to be in a public area. Yeah. She's 4, but the rules have started now. And so I think you've just got to be consistent and really rigid with it. But absolutely, it can still be really tough, and you can take the screens away. And especially for older kids, there can be huge meltdowns. You know, the social connection is gone. They're playing with their friends on some video game and interacting. It can be really tricky.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good luck navigating that in a couple of years when your bubba gets older.
Thank you. It is possible.
Thank you so much once again for being on the show and sharing all of your wisdom. I always learn something from you every week. So I really appreciate you so much, Doc.
Thanks, Ash.
We'll see you next time.